President Bush is among a long line of presidents who have said public opinion is not a determining factor in foreign policy deliberations, especially in matters of war and peace. They promise to do what's right, not what's popular. But the intersection of foreign affairs and the public mood is more complicated. Nancy Soderbergh was a senior National Security Council official in the Clinton White House. Good morning.
Good morning.
What role does public opinion play in foreign policy decision-making?
Well, it's the ever-present but never acknowledged player in the room. No one would ever want to say that the political factors play a role, but of course they do, particularly when it comes to the Congress, because ultimately it's the Congress that decides whether we're going to pay for the war and particularly its aftermath.
So does public opinion change policy?
It's the other way around. It's up to the president to make the case to the American public. As you're seeing with the Mara Liasson story on the polls in Iraq, the American people are always skeptical about going to war. And while we're at war, they're 110% behind the war, regardless of their concerns at the outset. They're going to support their troops. And finally, in the end, it depends on how the war came out. If it went well, they're all for it. If it goes south, as it did in Vietnam, they're against it.
But a national security advisor can't be getting a daily polling briefing, right?
No, and there are certainly, I'm sure, hallway conversations between Condé Rice and Karl Rove. You know, certainly the pollsters in the Clinton White House were around. They're never in the room when they're there. I think it would leak, but it also would be an inappropriate way to look at it. But it certainly is a factor, and not so much in the decision-making process, but in the process that swirls around it. What you've seen in Iraq this week is a very public campaign to sell the American public and the international community and the UN. They're putting out documents. They're putting their people on show. So once you've made a decision that you're going to do this, then you put the team out to sell it. But it's not, okay, let's put our finger in the winds and decide whether we're going to do that. I have not seen that, thankfully, in foreign policy.
But that is part of the president's job, isn't it, to change public opinion if necessary?
It's that old bully pulpit, and it's up to him when he decides this is right for the country to sell it. And it's interesting what's happening in Iraq. That's exactly what they started to do last weekend when they put all their top officials on the talk shows. You saw a very coordinated effort. They've now started to put out documents that show how evil and how much Saddam Hussein has been lying. And they will keep that up until they actually go to war, which depending on how they decide on the UN, may be some time.
How much of a drop in public opinion is a worry?
It is a worry, and I think at some point, if the American public does have an outrage and demonstrations, it does get their attention. I mean, the American people do have a voice in this, particularly if there's strong opposition. Now, I think the campaigns on Iraq that you saw in Washington and various cities around the world, I think, are not particularly driving the Bush administration in one direction. In this case, it's our allies, particularly George Bush's relationship with Tony Blair of Britain. It's very hard for him to break with the British. And Tony Blair is having his own problems at home with this war, which is not popular. And all across Europe, he's under enormous public pressure. So it does play a role. Ultimately, it looks like President Bush will decide to move this forward, perhaps giving the UN more time. That is more, I think, a reaction to our allies than you have not seen a huge outpouring of protest across American cities. There's been some, but nowhere near the level that is going to force a decision on Washington to change or alter the timetable.
But is there a critical number? 45, 40, 35.
Oh, you'd have to be down, I think, to 10 or 20 before. The American people are traditionally skeptical, so these current numbers are in a historical pattern. I remember before we talked about going to war in Kosovo or Bosnia or Haiti, there were very great skeptics around the country saying, what are you talking about? In huge debates in Congress, threats to not pay for any of this. And we had an enormous sales jobs once the president decided we were going to do this.
Thank you very much. Nancy Soderbergh is vice president of International Crisis Group, a nonprofit group advocating policies to prevent and contain conflict. She is a former senior national security official in the Clinton White House.